Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
When you put Chisholm Trail Farm Credit together with Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma, you get a new name, a new brand serving Oklahoma. Oklahoma Ag Credit. Oklahoma Ag Credit is the largest farm credit association in the state with 17 offices serving 60 Oklahoma counties. Check out their new website, www.okagcredit.com. And we're proud to have them along for the ride as well as new sponsors of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Oklahoma Ag Credit. OKAgCredit.com.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you ready to take care of your projects that have been piling up? P&K can help with a John Deere 3032E tractor. You'll get 32 horsepower of pure ready-to-work muscle. And the best part is we'll top it off with a $3,200 discount and low-rate financing. So don't miss out. Let the P&K sales team kickstart your productivity this spring. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/16. Finance offer subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. Must be a resident of Oklahoma or Arkansas. Other restrictions may also apply. See P&K for details.
Cattle futures finished sharply lower today as the April feeder cattle go off the board. Looks like their final trade was down 77 at 145.52. Yesterday's index was 146.62. So the index will probably be lower this afternoon. So that was disappointing. But then in May, we were down the limit, down $4.50 at 140.57. August, we're below 140 at 139.80 down the limit. So across the board, really disappointing feeder cattle here today. Live cattle down sharply as well. April's were down $3.50. They'll quit trading tomorrow. They're at 122.50. June's down $3 at 114.80. There was talk of up north, some sharply lower cash all the way down to possibly even in the low 20s. So that's considered disappointing. June's down $3 at 114.80. Box beef yesterday was down sharply, down 376. Then come back today at midday down $1.60 on choice to 213.21. So that's about a $5 sell-off, a little over $5 in the last 2 days. Select down $1.29 at 204.32. Asking prices are still quite a bit above the market, but if cash is down there, that would be a sign of what is happening here. Also, these contracts made new contract lows today.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets were higher today for the most part, although we did close significantly off of our highs. Corn was 4 to 7 cents higher as we removed some of the carry. July was up 7 at 391 and 3 quarters, while December was only up 4 and a quarter at 394 and 3 quarters. So there's only a 3 cent carry between the July and December corn, indicating there could be a possible supply shortage between the old and new crop. Beans were up a half cent in July at 1029. That was nearly 17 cents off of their highs from earlier today. That contract did go make new contract highs. Previously, the high was 1043 and three quarters, and today's high was 1046 and a quarter. So it did make new highs and then closed basically unchanged. So that could be a sign of maybe a key reversal. November beans, on the other hand, were still up 5 at about 10.08. The wheats were lower in Kansas City, down 1.5 in July, Kansas City at 475. Chicago July wheat was up 1.5 at 485. We had exports this morning, which were extremely bullish for corn, over 2 million metric tons, so a really, really good corn number. Beans and wheat, though, were just average to maybe a little bit better. Overall here, just a pretty much an even day on the grains and then a really negative day on cattle. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.